The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Pulling out a porcupine quill is painful and slow, as many a dog discovers to its dismay after tangling with the big rodent. But those tenacious quills are inspiring efforts to develop better medical devices, including less painful needles. It turns out that the barbs not only stick like mad, they also make it much easier for the quill to pierce the skin and flesh. Bioengineers have discovered that the barbs work just like the bumps on a serrated knife. The knife's wavy blade concentrates force at the tips of the teeth, requiring less power overall to cut soft foods like tomatoes or bread. Now, scientists have built a prototype of a barbed hypodermic needle and found it indeed took less force to insert. That could make it possible to use smaller, more comfortable needles for vaccines and other injections without the risk of breaking off the more delicate needle in the flesh. All very nice, but how is that barbed needle going to come out? Well, researchers are working on a biodegradable needle. The cool thing about this sort of biomedical research is that looking to nature for solutions makes the most sense of all.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.